The friends I have loved and lost, can I still believe? Did God we trust? And the cradle I fall, Father's granted us. I hope it's not too late to save America.
Welcome to EA Truth Radio, brought to you by EternalAffairsMedia.com. I'm your host, Dan Hennen. Today is May 4th, 2021. Our show will be about current events, in particular, the last week's events in the news. Whether it made the news and it shouldn't have, or whether it didn't make the news and it should have. I'll be covering these topics today. Keep in mind, this is a faith-based program. As always, we'll start out with a prayer. Father God, in the name of Yeshua Almighty the Christ, we humbly come before your throne and ask that you bless the airwaves and this show. Scramble all devices of the enemy and allow this show to go forth and reach millions. Thank you for giving us our audience, Lord. Please give them the ears to hear this message. Please be with each and every one of them, where they are, while they tune in to our shows. Bless each and every one of them. Ultimately, may thy will be done. In Jesus' living, powerful, active, and matchless name, amen. The founder and publisher of Eternal Affairs Media, Curtis R. Pizzelli, is a loyal member Patriot Mobile, and encourages you to mention his name. Patriot Mobile is the only conservative mobile phone carrier that will meet all your calling, texting, and data needs. You can get up to $600 off your bill annually when you refer friends to Patriot Mobile. Join us and fight for your conservative values with each call you make on their nationwide cell phone network. Remember to mention Curtis R. Pizzelli when you sign up for service. Well, let's get to the point. Let's get to the summary here. Lots going on, of course. Let's get started. President Biden this week had his weekly COVID conference call with all the governors, announced it's now going to be led by New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. That's interesting. He holds a weekly conference call. And going forward, that call is now going to be led by Andrew Cuomo. One of the biggest problems of all the states is New York, with some of the COVID issues and the nursing home deaths. Strangely enough, we get Biden assigning that to Cuomo to take over. Very odd. Interesting. Now this week, the official Trump portrait, the artwork done of President Trump, was unveiled. This was released on April 27th. Very good. Very well done if you get a chance to see that, that portrait. Very good. Also on April 27th, Ghislaine Maxwell was denied bail again. New charges keep coming up. New things keep coming, and she keeps trying to make bail here. Money isn't an issue for her, but wisely enough, the judge is denying bail and keeping her locked up. So that was in the news again on April 27th. Also in the news, Carter Page sues Comey, McCabe, and the FBI and others for $75 million. And this ties back to the Russiagate information, where they were set up. Now, Carter Page is and was a plant in this organization. It doesn't mean necessarily he's a good guy or a bad guy, but he was planted in to do something, and he also got screwed over, so now he's filing a lawsuit. $75 million. Paul Manafort was the other plant, and it doesn't mean that these guys can't go back now and sue, but boy, what the FBI did to these guys is something else. So even the plants are suing. Hunter Biden made the news this week for a multitude of reasons. One is this. He'll be teaching a class this fall at Tulane University. The subject matter is fake news. Hunter Biden was the one who left his laptop to be repaired at a laptop shop, and it got turned over to the FBI with all of those images, videos, porn, pictures, and dealings, contractual dealings with other countries. That never seemed to make the light of day. Anytime that came up in the mainstream news, it always had the following attached to it, like the allegations, or it was potential, or someone may have set him up. No, these are, that laptop, the contents of the laptop was correct. There were some very damaging things on there for President Biden and his son Hunter and other family members, containing even with the Ukraine. And now he's going to be teaching a class in Tulane this fall on fake news. This is how bizarre things have gotten. Now, also this week, April 28th, Rudy Giuliani's apartment was raided. Now, we know what they're after there. Something to make him look bad. Or for them to raid the apartment and not find something. We think this is the case there. They took the electronic devices out of Giuliani's apartment, but forgot to take his items relating to the Hunter Biden laptop. Didn't take them. So there's a reason for this. They can raid, look for something suspicious, and bring up charges against Giuliani, who did nothing wrong. This is recent now, I'm getting at. I know a lot of 9/11 truthers are out there that do not like Giuliani. Yes, I agree with that. I'm 100% on board with that. Giuliani was an accomplice and part of the 9/11 attacks that took that day in New York City. So yes, Giuliani, bad guy, bad actor. I jump ahead 20 years to today, he isn't. The stuff that he was doing with Donald Trump was very on the up and up, and he was considered a white hat. Him exposing the Hunter Biden laptop, is a white hat to try to bring down the cabal and the deep state. He made a post after everyone left after this raid. They didn't take anything to do with the Hunter Biden laptop. So what I think is going to happen is if anyone says that Giuliani was in possession of the Hunter Biden laptop, the FBI can always have the plausible deniability to come back later and say, no, we raided his apartment. We took everything, and it wasn't there. Therefore, it doesn't exist, or he's making it up, or he's lying about it. So I think they did the raid on purpose. They took, you know, whatever, it doesn't even matter what they took. What they didn't take was the contents of the laptop. That's the one thing I think he wanted them to take. So look for how this will play out, because now they can go back now later and say that, you know, we never found it. It wasn't part of the things that we recovered in his apartment. Therefore, he didn't have it. Therefore, the allegations are false. I believe that's how they're going to spin this. Mike Lindell from MyPillow appeared on the Jimmy Kimmel Show this past week on the late night with Jimmy Kimmel. I'm not sure, once again, when these folks appear on mainstream news or do interviews on mainstream news, what the thinking is there. But he thought this would turn out well to kind of get some truth out there. Now, to some extent, it may have red-pilled the public to some extent, but not much, I don't believe. They made Lindell look stupid again and appears as an imbecile and a conspiracy theorist. Now, Lindell has said repeatedly over and over that the election fraud was true. He's got the evidence. He's done two documentaries on it. These are not allegations and something that he's just making up for the sake of doing it. And so he created this new social network called Frank Speech, Frank News, Frank Network, that you're able to talk about anything you want without getting censored. So I think Jimmy Kimmel there probably did the best he could as part of the deep state to push this whole thing under, but he may have failed there as well. Jimmy Kimmel's another one that you got to watch anything that he says or does, as he's kind of like a Trevor Noah and an Anderson Cooper. These guys are the heavy hitters. You want something done, you want propaganda pushed, you lay it out in one of these three individuals. The Arizona Senate is preparing the current session due to fundraising. Now, they want to postpone it. I'm sorry. Arizona Senate, they want to shut down the current session early because they're going to have need all this extra time for fundraising. So they want to close the session. Now, remember, we've got the recount going on there in Arizona. We've got a lot of things coming up here with legislation in the next couple of months, and they want to close the session early. Some are saying to avoid anything that could come out of this election count fraud, recount, or audit. If anything comes out of it and they close down the session early, they can't address it again until many months from now. Maybe that's what the plan is. So follow that as well. I don't know what they're doing with the fundraising. I think that whole thing is a scam and that they're just using that to shut down, but they want to try to close down the session early. A former Wyoming senator and three others were arrested in a prostitution sting this past week. Former Wyoming senator. These things never just really die or go away. They just keep coming up. No matter how much corruption there is, things like this, stories like this keep coming up. Now, it does sound like Pence will begin campaigning for the 2024 Republican nomination for president soon. He's going to start campaigning to be the president for 2024. Now, this is a bad news. Republicans know that he is bad. He is part of the deep state. And there's more than enough allegations of him being a pedophile. So I think whatever Pence is doing here, it's irrelevant. We can only hope that he does not make the Republican nomination. But the news that came out this week is that he's beginning to campaign. Now, Richard Citizen Journalist. This was a person in D.C. that was capturing a lot of the things that were going on in D.C., including the strange inauguration. The videotape of the strange going on at the White House, the weather that didn't match up at the White House inauguration from what we all seen on TV. He's been putting out some very good things. Now, he was arrested April 29th and held without bail. But nowhere does it say what the charges were. Now, a couple days later, he was out and made a post on social media saying everything's okay. He's not allowed to say much. But this is very interesting. Why would he be arrested? Why would he be held without bail? And why wouldn't there be charges mentioned in the news? But heads up there to Richard. He's one of the good guys, one of the white hats, exposing the corruption and whatever stage we're seeing here with this Biden, alleged Biden presidency that doesn't seem to be taking place in the White House in Washington, D.C., but at least seems to be taking place on some sort of a stage or in a different location. Nothing makes sense here. Speaking of things not making sense in the Biden administration, Lynn Wood posts photos this week at the White House, various photos of empty rooms in the White House, and he made the post saying that he's there looking for Joey. And what that is basically, where's Joe Biden? Is he in these various rooms? Is he in this room? Is he in the West Wing? Where is he? And so they were kind of done with tongue-in-cheek that Biden's not there at all. And so someone exposed the fact that these photos taken from Lynn Wood were last year. And yes, that is the case. They were earlier photos. But he put them out there to say that he's not there now. And that's what he's getting at. Where are you, Joey? Where can Joey be found in the White House? He can't. And so the question there is, where is he? Where is Biden? Remember, everywhere he goes, he's wearing that mask. And so some are suspecting we've got a backup person in there or not, because he can't actually tell if it's him behind the mask or not. One of these COVID masks, even when he's outside, he's got the mask on. So something and shenanigans are going on here with this whole presidential, alleged Biden presidential presidency. Now, Castle Rock Entertainment was the location studio in Hollywood that has filmed many scenes at the White House for movies. So it, you know, it's got a look-alike. It's got the same dimensions. You can shoot movies there that look, make it look like you're actually in the White House. But that's at Castle Rock Entertainment. Now, 17, when the posts were being done on 4chan and 8chan, 17 had said, follow Castle Rock Entertainment. I believe this is what we're seeing here as the Biden presidency is being filmed at a different location as nothing seems to be making sense. This week, a strange thing was found on Amazon being sold, a President Trump commemorative gold coin announcing his second term is selling on Amazon, a gold commemorative coin. And right on it is a picture of Donald Trump. It says President Trump, and on the bottom it says second term as president. And it's current. It's not a future thing that, you know, maybe he'll win again in 2024, but this is current. And so this supports, once again, the theory that the president, the Biden presidency is not correct. It's all staged. President Trump is the acting president, but it's going on behind closed doors. And now we've got this commemorative coin on Amazon that's being sold. All this is food for thought. Kristi Noem, governor, South Dakota governor. President Biden says that due to the COVID pandemic, they're not going to be having any fireworks for the 4th of July in South Dakota. Now, South Dakota is known for fireworks. 4th of July, they're doing a big, they're known for their having a big display there at Mount Rushmore. Biden says that's not going to happen this year. Kristi Noem says, yes, we do plan on doing it, whether we get your support or not. And actually, this last week, filed a lawsuit against the no fireworks on 4th of July. So that's another one to keep in mind, to watch, and to monitor. Josh Dugar in the news, arrested on child porn charges. Josh Dugar, he was, I believe, a virtual reality TV show where they're raising all these kids in their house on cable TV. He was arrested on child porn. Didn't surprise a lot of people, but very interesting. Now, there's a home in Houston, Texas this week where they found 90 people in one home in Houston. So we're getting back to more of this child trafficking, human trafficking, sex trafficking. And that can only lead to more of that when you have 90 people. I can't imagine what they'd all be doing in one house there. Former Oregon House Majority Leader and a Democrat, Dave Hunt, arrested for human sex trafficking this week. This didn't make too big of a news. I think this would be a lead story. For former Oregon House Majority Leader Dave Hunt arrested for sex trafficking. That's very interesting. At headquarters for CIA this week in McLean, Georgia, Virginia, there were 13 loud bangs. People thought it was gunshots or explosions taking place. The headquarters went on lockdown. This was on May 3rd. This was May 3rd. The property went on lockdown, and then a few ambulances took off, leaving with their sirens blaring, being escorted by law enforcement. Now, there really hasn't been an explanation yet as what was going on here in Virginia, or was it Langley? I think it was Langley. What was going on, but 13 loud bangs. So not just one, two, or three. No one just maybe possibly misheard something, mistaken it for something else. They counted out 13 loud bangs. The place quickly went on lockdown. I might be hopefully hearing more about this for next week's episode. Kevin Spacey in the news again. Remember his sex assault case for $40 million? The victim is suing Kevin Spacey for $40 million in a sex assault case. This week, it just became known now, the judge says that Kevin Spacey might be able to get out of this lawsuit if the person filing the lawsuit doesn't make him or herself known. Basically, I think they filed this lawsuit under a Jane Doe or a John Doe type of a thing, anonymously. Now, the judge is saying that this whole case may be dropped if they don't identify themselves. So that's another one to watch in the news here in the coming weeks. So we got the Arizona recount making the news this week in Arizona. And the mainstream media is saying once again that this is all just allegations. It's all just fraud. They're doing it behind the scenes because they're up to no good. And the Republicans are trying to sue to get this all recounted so maybe Trump can win that state, all to no avail. And that's not the case. I think the Democrats and Republicans both are very interested in hearing the results of this recount. Whether or not it's Trump, there's many people involved in this election that votes were flipped or changed at the lower level, state, local level, and the state level. But, it also includes the president ballots that were cast for the presidential election. But the Arizona recount is huge. Now, Mike Lindell just came out this week by saying, look for a new news to be announced. Speaking of recounts in these states, a new court filing in Michigan will take place today. I think we might hear about that today, May 4th, a new court filing regarding voting fraud in Michigan. Now, we all know the big states here are Arizona, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia are the ones to look out for, possibly New York. That these shenanigans took place in. And yes, I do say shenanigans. These are not allegations, remember. Corruption took place in this election. And I think we're going to finally get to the root of it here once this Arizona recount. And we also have to remember, too, that remember that December explosion in Nashville that took place on Christmas Day where that bomb or missile or something hit a data center? That was a data center there, I think, that the CIA or something was connected to. And the backup system of the backup servers were at that location in Nashville. Now, when all this presidential fraud and election came out, they were going to focus, I think, next on getting the backup or the data backups there on the servers from the Nashville location. But that was the very location that had the explosion. The very location. So that had something to do with the election fraud. Keep that in mind as we see all these new things. Also this week, Russia, the country of Russia, is considering dropping their affiliation with the SWIFT banking system. SWIFT, that's the SWIFT, SWIFT banking that does the transfers. That'd be huge. So they're considering dropping out. That did not make the news that I saw in the U.S., but that's a big news there. Speaking of big news, the Derek Chauvin trial. Derek Chauvin, that is finished and completed in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Just this week, a juror came out saying that, you know what, he was a BLM member this whole time and was glad that Chauvin was convicted for life in prison on 3 murder charges. So the question there is, how could that be allowed to happen? Or because this came out now, will they call it a mistrial? He actually came out and admitted that he's a member of Black Lives Matter. All right, wrapping up the last few stories here for the show. Bill and Melinda Gates have announced they're going to be getting a divorce. Now, that's interesting. Gates just made the news this last week with the COVID vaccine or the jab that he was not going to offer it to India, to those in the country of India, was not going to supply it. So that made the news. Then they announced now they're getting a divorce. So that made the news. Very, very interesting what's all going on here. Now, D.C., a new law is going to be banning dancing at weddings that takes effect May 1st in Washington, D.C. It's going to make it illegal to have dancing at either indoor or outdoor weddings this spring, summer, or fall. Any kind of indoor or outdoor weddings, no banning. The banning of dancing. You can't have a dance. You can have music playing, but no one could be dancing due to the pandemic. I would say that's very interesting nonetheless. Now, Jimmy Carter and his wife make the news. There's a photo with Jill and Joe Biden that just got released yesterday on Twitter. Very proud family there of the First Lady and the President with a photo of Jimmy Carter and his wife. Very odd shaped. The dimensions do not look right as the Carters, Mr. and Mrs. look miniature or almost look like dwarfs in this photo. But it couldn't have been a mistake as this was released on their official Twitter page. that they got a chance to meet them and visit and get their photo taken. So how could this be released on purpose because of the distortion? You almost need to see it to believe it. Now, an employee of the Swiss embassy in Tehran that represents U.S. diplomatic interests in Iran plunged to her death from a 17-story building yesterday and died. Yes, 17 stories. Alleged suicide. She's an employee at the Swiss embassy in Tehran. Allegedly jumped out of a 17-story window to kill herself. Now, this is very interesting. The person, I think, was 52 years old and in good health. I don't see what's going on there, except something potentially going on behind the scenes. I would look at that as a murder. Someone pushed her out, or the body was already dead. The body was thrown out of the building. I would follow this case, as I got a feeling it's not going to be covered too much on the mainstream media. A case like this. This is huge. Huge news. That's all I've got for today. Remember to check out all of our articles and content at eternalaffairsmedia.com. And if you feel so led to do so, please click the links in the description to support us financially. We are an entirely independent media operation and end times ministry. We rely on your support to continue providing you excellent content. Go to eternalaffairsmedia.com and bookmark the site, as well as sign up for the email newsletter in case they ever take our social media pages down. Remember, a big thank you and shout out to our Patreons and our donors. Once again, my name is Dan Hennen. Today's April. Today's May 4th, 2021. Thanks for listening.
Do you hear how battle cry across America? We've got to rescue her. You know it's up to me and you to see the truth behind their eyes. Don't change America. God bless America and the red, white, and blue.